Welcome back to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
Good Sunday morning. You are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. I'm your host, KG Smooth. Two lovely young ladies in the studio with me this morning. We're going to talk about getting enrolled for the Affordable Care Act. I have with me Illy Jaffer, who is the director who works for the City of Houston in the director's office. Did I say your name right, darling?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
And one of my favorite new people here in Houston, the Tox Doc, Dr. Noreen Khan Mayberry. Welcome back.
Thank you, KG. It's always wonderful to be here
with you. It's always great to see you, too. So this coming Saturday down at Discovery Green, there is the it is the National Youth Enrollment Day. Rock and Roll Houston, getting the young folks signed up for the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we really want to get, during Youth Enrollment Week, which is happening nationally, the youth in the city of Houston aware and enrolled in a very fun, vibrant event over at Discovery Green titled Rock and Roll. We'll have yoga, we'll have bands, and we'll have special appearances by our very own Dr. Noreen Khan Mayberry.
Yes, Tox Docs will be there.
Tox Doc will be in the building.
Yes, I will be. And I'm really excited about this because, as you know, as a toxicologist, I'm all about environmental health and how the environment and the chemicals in our environment, our food, our water, affect our health. But you could be the healthiest person in the world, but you still have to be covered. I mean, you need to monitor, you know, what your body is going through every year. You need to make sure you're healthy. And, you know, what happens if you get into an accident? Yeah, you know, that's a quick way to get thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars in bills that you just don't want. So it's important to be covered.
And it's working. It seems as though, Illy, people love this. You know,
there had been
a little, you know, pushback from, you know, the other side of the aisle. You know, it went all the way to the Supreme Court and now it's finally law. And then people are liking it. And then I see something on the news about something that has to do with the taxes with it. And it went back to the Supreme Court. Now, what's the update on that? I don't know. Did that go through or is everything good? Are we good on health care for America?
At this point, nationally, we are good for the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
And we are good on getting people insurance just as long as they take advantage of going to, in this area, to enrollgulfcoast.com. And if they have any questions, they can reach out to us. But at this point, we are good nationally to get people the affordable care that they deserve. More than 220,000 young Texans enrolled in the private health insurance during the first open enrollment period, and many more have been able to stay on their parents' health insurance plan until they turn 26, which was done because of the Affordable Care Act. Prior to, they were just without insurance and they were unable to stay under their parents' health insurance. So this is a really important time. We have until February 15th for the second open enrollment period to end. So
if you don't sign up, you will be penalized.
Correct. If you don't sign up, you will be penalized. That's why these open enrollment events and these open enrollment informational sessions that we have are incredibly important for people to talk about so that they can get the word out and make sure that as many people as possible enroll into the marketplace itself.
Absolutely. So Dr. Noreen, just as being a doctor, what has the response been with, are you getting first-time patients or anything of that matter, or people who actually have ACA that are using it through your office?
Yeah, so I consult with a lot of doctors that are now adjusting over to ACA, and they are really excited to have patients that maybe have gone without health care for years, or maybe the only time they do go and see a doctor is when they're going to emergency care or the emergency room, which is really, you know, a drain on the system. And, and that's just not how you want to conduct health care. So I think it's very exciting. For me personally, I think people need to come out and understand because they need to get to figure out, you know, how can I afford this? It's called the Affordable Care Affordable Health Care Act or Obamacare, but they still really don't understand, how am I going to be able to afford this? So it's so great to be, and I'm honored to come out there and speak at this event, because people need to understand. And our young people, you know, sometimes we think, oh, we're young, we'll live forever. Mm-hmm. But because of what we're consuming on a daily basis, because mm-hmm. of what we're exposed to on a daily basis, you know, kids are getting sick at a younger and younger age. And we're seeing chronic diseases that we would have expected to see in older individuals and younger people now. So National Youth Enrollment Day is amazing. And so a lot of people in the healthcare industry are very excited that they're seeing new patients.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Preventative health care and preventative health is vital for our youth.
Exactly.
And to that point, we do have a collaborative that has been working with us at the City of Houston. And there's a lot of collaborative organizations that have been working with us on this effort. And just wanted to point out that the Young Invincibles are taking the lead and on this rock and roll event. So, you know, definitely wanted to give them some recognition as well.
So what is the age group that is targeted for rock and roll for National Youth Enrollment Day?
So we are looking currently at the ages of 18 to 34 that are uninsured. And the reason that we're looking at these ages is because they're the highest in terms of percentages that are uninsured and have. And that data is coming from what we received in terms of national numbers from the first enrollment period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what we're targeting right now.
Okay. Yeah. So,
and if
event.
You can afford it, why not have it?
Right.
Why not?
You know? I mean, there's so many subsidies in place. And, you know, once you come in and you learn about, you know, okay, how much is this really going to cost me? And young people say, oh, it's only going to cost me this. I'll sign up.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, instead of just thinking, oh, I am young and I'm not going to get sick and I don't have to see a doctor.
Yeah.
No, you really should monitor what's going on an annual or routine basis. And another thing that's so great about ACA is that the preventative healthcare aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
because you want to prevent things from happening later on down the line. And if you can make changes in your daily activities, in your environment, in the environment you control at home to help improve your health, it's all the better. You know, that knowledge is priceless.
Yeah, I always say that health is wealth. And so when we were going through the motions of getting ACA to become law, when it was still a bill and it was, you know, going through the House and the Senate and just through all of the motions, being out and talking to people, and, you know, some folks were against it. And that was just mind-boggling to me. Like, why would you not want someone to have health insurance and to be able to go to the doctor? Because my argument was, we end up paying anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, why not go ahead and pay this? You know, as the president said, it'll be less than your cell phone bill, less than $100 a month. During
exactly.
the first rollout, I went on the website and I enrolled. And the plan that I chose, it was like $69 a month. And so I'm telling folks, if something happens, to your point, yeah. Dr. Noreen, they go to the emergency room and they don't have health insurance, who's paying that? The taxpayers.
They're paying it.
So either way it goes,
yeah.
you're going to have to pay. So I'd rather it be this way, how it is now with ACA, mm-hmm. than versus, you know, everyone going to the emergency bill, I mean, to the emergency room, running up, yeah. you know, that hospital bill and us fitting
right.
the bill.
And you're paying $2 and some change a day for health insurance. That's less than a, you know, cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, as a young person, you need to put it in perspective, to break it down to how cheap that is per day to make sure that you are covered.
Yeah. And to the last point that we just made, that money was already being spent, but on ER costs.
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly.
So it's not an additional $2.
No.
It's in lieu of, you're paying basically for your preventative care versus
right.
on the back end at
exactly.
ER visits for others.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So rock and roll on Saturday at Discovery Green from 12 until 4. What other activities or what would be the process if someone is listening, like, okay, so I come down here and what? Do I have to stand in line to sign up, or do I, you know, what will I do if I come down here? Will I be entertained?
Yes. The key here is that people will be entertained and they'll be informed. Mm-hmm. So you'll be receiving information on how to enroll into the marketplace.
Edutainment, as I like to call it.
Yes, that's a great word. I'll have to use that moving forward. Yeah. That is basically what's going to happen here. So we'll have yoga for those that are interested. There will be a lot of employees from both the City of Houston and our partner, the Young Invincibles, that will be handing out information basically on how to enroll. And if they have any questions, we'll
love
also
that group
have some
name, by the way. Just had to throw that in there. Young Invincibles. That's hot. Go ahead.
No, you're perfectly fine. We'll also have some navigators there that can help with Wi-Fi if people are actually interested in getting onto the marketplace at that point and enrolling, and if they have any questions regarding it. Mm-hmm. So they can actually also do that. And we'll have some performances. We'll have special guest appearances from, of course, Dr. Noreen Khan Mayberry.
I won't be singing, guys.
We may ask her to sing. Join in. We'll also have Marty McVeigh, who is with the Obama administration.
Yeah, I know. I've had Marty on.
Wonderful. And we'll have a couple of performers, which I think will be really fun. And DJ Kitty, Brianna Burns, Jesse McDaniel, featuring Justin Brown, Gary Mays, Nua Era, and Soilborn. If I'm saying that right.
I know Rocco Steady's going to be there, and he's been doing a lot lately. And Sugar Joyco?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I might be messing up her last name, but, you know, I've heard they are great performers.
Yeah.
And I've seen Rocco plenty of times. I know he's a great performer.
Well, this is a big event, so I'm sure they're...
So this is, and of course, we'll also have your presence there, which will make it so much better.
97.9 The Box, we will be out there along with our sister station, Magic 102.1 and Boom 92, Classic Hip Hop. So definitely looking forward to that. For those who are listening, and they say, well, I haven't gone on to the website yet. You know, I hear about, you know, Obamacare and that it is, you know, it's not going to cost a lot. What are the price ranges that one individual or maybe a family of four would end up paying a month for health insurance?
That's a really good question. It depends on your actual income and your salary range, but it could be anywhere from it being subsidized and you paying individually for your health insurance, which could range from anywhere from $50 a month. Mm-hmm. And then if you have an actual family, it could range to, I would want to say, maybe $300 to $400 a month for the entire family coverage.
Oh, so, wow.
It's something that you'd have to look at individually in terms of what you would want in your plan and which health insurer you'd want as your service provider. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it depends in terms of calculations also on your income and your salary and what you're able to afford.
Okay. And someone says, okay, so I'm hearing, you know, the marketplace. Mm-hmm. What is the marketplace?
It's because you're shopping, you know, and you can choose what you want. But I think something that we really have to stress, you asked me earlier about patients, and I know that a lot of people were so amazed and excited that they weren't getting turned down for pre-existing conditions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I've been in other countries and I've had to go and get health care there, and I remember the first time I was in London and you know, I needed a shot or something because I had a flu. Mm-hmm. And I said, OK, so how much do I owe? You know, I'm pulling out my insurance card from home. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's free. Excuse me?
What?
No, it's taken care of. Thank you very much. And then they paid for my taxi to get me back to, you know, wherever I was for free. And I, how are they doing this here?
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact that you can actually get covered now in this country and you don't have to worry about lying about your, you know, health history, you can actually tell the truth so that you can get covered without fear. Because, you know,
that is a shame. You mentioned that and that just struck a chord with me. Mm-hmm. That is a shame that someone would have to lie about their health just to be seen.
Right.
Or to get covered.
And you want to be honest with your primary care physician or any physician that you see, because that's how they can best treat you. Mm-hmm. And it's important to have a discussion And if you're not able to get coverage, you can't have that discussion.
I wonder what took so long? You know what I mean? All these years in this country, other countries have it. As you, with just your story, mm-hmm. Dr. Noreen, you know, going to London, it's free. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's a lot of other countries where, you know, healthcare is accessible, yeah. except for the freest, richest country on the planet. And, you know, now that it's finally here, like, what? Why did it take so long, do you think? If anyone can get into that without, you know, being too, messing up your politics, if you will.
Well, you know, there were states that that did try to basically create this on a smaller stage, mm-hmm. such as Massachusetts, and they were successful.
Which this model, which Obamacare models after.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. At a larger scale for the entire nation, yes. And, you know, if you take a look at basically what Dr. Noreen Khan Mayberry was also saying, but if you take a look at any developed country in this world, they have accessible, affordable health care for their citizens.
Exactly.
And that's a model that we have tried in the United States prior to President Obama's administration. And, you know, there were various factors as to why that didn't actually come to fruition, mm-hmm. but it was also something that was pushed for and tried in the Clinton administration. I think that it's one of those things that, yes, we have come far mm-hmm. in passing the legislation and creating it, the law, and having the support of the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. but we still have a long way to go in terms of actually providing the care that the citizens in this nation need when it comes to health care. So I would say that we still have, and I think everyone that's listening to this radio station, as well as everyone else mm-hmm. that's going to have this discussion, should keep in mind that, you know, because we have this law and because we have this as an access, it's still not 100%, and it's something that's going to take us time to see the value and the benefits of. So everyone should take that into consideration when they're actually going into the marketplace and you know, they're getting their affordable health care insurance.
Yeah, well, thank God for President Obama for mm-hmm. sticking through and letting this thing, making this thing, you know, go through. I was a little worried for a minute there.
Agreed.
You know, I was like, you know, well, the people on the right, will they vote for this? You know, this do nothing House of Representatives that we have now. But
agreed. And it's only going to get better.
Yeah.
And I think for those of you who might be on the fence or who maybe have been a little bit of resistant in the past to signing up for, you know, insurance, again, you're only one accident away.
Yeah.
Not just a car accident, any accident around the home from needing to get some real help. Mm-hmm. And so you should always be covered. You should always know, you know, what's going on with our bodies. I mean, we take our cars in and we get them routinely checked and maintained.
And we have insurance on them.
And we have insurance that is required on them, and no one complains that it's a requirement. We just accept it. So now
when
it's a requirement
to
for
your
our bodies,
body and your health. Hmm. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
How dare you
yes.
try to tell me that I should stay healthy.
Right. But, you know, again, I say go for it. I say go for it because it's worth it. You're worth it. And, you know, just do it.
Just do
rock
it.
And roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll 15 is the hashtag. And you guys follow me on Twitter at Dr. Noreen, hashtag Dr. Noreen. And I hope to see you January 24th, 12 to 4 at Discovery Green.
Yes.
Along with, you know, my beautiful co-guest, Illy, who is just an awesome advocate for not only the city of Houston, but for our entire nation.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. And we, as a collaborative, hope to see all of you there. And please pass on the word to your colleagues and friends if you're listening in.
This Saturday at Discovery Green from 12 until 4. It is the National Youth Enrollment Day. Rock and roll Houston. This is the kickoff party for the week. And there'll be performances. by a bunch of folks. I'm not going to mess up their names. The ladies just said, so we got you. Why are you guys laughing?
Oh, God.
We got Rocco. We got Sugar. We've got DJ Kitty, Brianna Burns, Jesse McDaniels featuring Justin Brown, Gary Mays and New Era, and Soilborn Dr. Noreen. You can't stop laughing.
I'm sorry. I said Sugar instead of Sugar.
It's all good. I'm sure she's glad to be even mentioned on the radio.
Well, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, so we were, and hopefully talented too. So I mean, no shade.
We look forward to having her there.
No shade at all. So yeah, join us on Saturday, and don't forget that the deadline to sign up for Obamacare is February 15th. I don't know if you all will be available, but you know, I would love to have you back on like right before the deadline.
Absolutely.
Just
that would
for,
be great.
You know, another reminder for people.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We
so you heard that. You heard it. You all heard it. The whole city of Houston heard that you guys are going to come back.
And you guys come
we'll
up
be back.
And, okay. and say, hey, I heard you on Access Houston, Dr. Noreen.
Yeah. And Illy.
Yes. And Illy. And Illy,
yes,
we'll
and
take
Illy.
Selfies that day.
We will.
Illy, you work for the White House as well. Yes.
Yes. I was a part of the president's 2012 reelect campaign.
Yeah.
And then shortly thereafter, worked for him doing some advance out of the Office of Scheduling and Advance.
That is super cool.
Yes.
Super cool.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies, for coming through.
Thank you.
See you next month.
Yes.
Right before the deadline, which is February 15th. And we will see you this Saturday down at Discovery Green for Rock and Roll Houston, the National Youth Enrollment Week kickoff party. This has been Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.